Business and Human Rights and Climate Change. According to information provided by the State Party, the gender pay gap is as high as 15 to 16% in the private sector. In this regard, what specific measures has the State Party taken to address the gender pay gap and underrepresentation of women in high-income positions, both in public and private sectors? On business and human rights, we note that the State Party has adopted the National Action Plan 2021-2024. Has the State Party taken any measures to introduce a due diligence obligation for companies to ensure human rights and environmental standards in supply chains? On climate change, the State Party has been heavily dependent on coal in its energy mix. Greenhouse gas emissions have not changed significantly since 2001. We note that the State Party has an energy policy up to 2040 and the National Energy and Climate Plan 2021-2030. However, we would like to receive information from the State Party, its legally binding, time-bound targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and increase the use of renewable energy in order to achieve its net zero goal by 2050. We note that the adaptation plans have been in place since 2013. What is your assessment of the adequacy of current adaptation measures to mitigate the impacts of climate change, including increasing heat waves, droughts, and floods on economic, social, and cultural rights, particularly for people in vulnerable situations? Please also provide information on the budget earmarked for adaptation measures. And the last question, again on civil society. The committee is concerned about reports that the 2017 law on the National Freedom Institute Center for Civil Society Development centralizes the distribution of funds, including the distribution of funds, including for civil society organizations. And this funding system has been used to de facto punish certain civil society organizations deemed by the State Party to be politically unrelated.